Tasha. Thanks for tuning in to the Houston Indie Media Show. Of course, this is an abbreviated broadcast because we are in pledge drive. Tonight, we will bring you Steve Nolan talking about a recent normal march that was held this past week, but more importantly, some of the larger issues around decriminalization and the medicinal benefits of marijuana. And we also, of course, as I said, we are in pledge drive. So, Angela, why don't you go ahead maybe and talk a little bit about why you think people should pick up the phones or click the tip jar on the website and really kind of help us and programs like us stay on the air.
Well, I'm sure that if they're regular listeners, over the last few weeks, they noticed a very marked difference in our broadcast, mostly the sound of dead air. For several days, way too many, more than we'd like, we had nothing but static on the air. We were only able to broadcast over our HD stations, and that was due to what was really, even though it was a major storm and it caused damage in a lot of places, it still was relatively a rather benign storm, and something so small caused so much damage and put us off the air for a really long time. And while some folks may believe that that's not maybe so important, that's a lot of information that folks are not getting anywhere else. When we're your only source of news and information, unbiased news and information, that is really important. So I think that folks should know that if they dial 713-526-5738, whether it's $5, you know, period, or $5 a month, whatever you have to give really adds up. We've had to undertake a completely separate campaign, to capital campaign, to be able to afford the costs associated with repairing that antenna and all the other subsequent damages and issues that were found after that storm. And, you know, even though thankfully we're up to the most power that we've had, you know, since the storm, everything is not fixed. And it's, you know, this storm, it was the storm before that where we had some flooding. There is always something like the light bill or, you know, turning on the air here and being able to power up these machines. And, you know, not too long ago, we also had, you know, so much of our equipment here fried by an electrical storm that struck our generator here. And folks need to know that we really need, not just now, but always, your support, whether it's by dialing 713-526-5738, become a new member. I know, I was one of those people myself. I listened to this radio station for a really long time when I was a student and really was my only source of information, and I never changed it, you know, changed the dial on my radio, but it took me a long time. It took me a long time to really put my money where, you know, my heart was and where my interest was and really support. And after a long time of supporting monetarily, now I'm here. And so I'm part of the board. I'm part of this collective. And I do that and take time out every week, you know, for a really long time now, because this station is important. And again, 713-526-5738. Please give us a call. Also, if you folks are out there driving, please do be aware that there is a severe weather alert for Harris County and surrounding counties. So please be sure to tune in, to listen and be aware of the weather conditions, whether on the road or at home, and take all the necessary precautions.
And also along with that, we've done a lot of great coverage that hopefully you've tuned into. Of course, you can also go to the KPFT archives, part of also what we need your financial support to keep going. But we've covered extensively the fight to keep the Chicano mural at the University of Houston. We've also covered extensively the proposed anti-feeding ordinance and all the ramifications that will have on the homeless population. We continue to cover other issues like the janitors as they're advocating for a new contract, as well as ongoing immigration issues and the impact it has on families and Houstonians. And really, we take global issues and we connect them to things right here locally that you see in your day-to-day life. Also, in terms of our premiums, we have a very special premium. Amanda, a member of our collective, is also a vegan chef. Many of us, just like Angela, we're passionate about this. We come in week after week to you know, get our views out and to share stories with you. But also, you know, we are working people like you. This is an all volunteer radio station. And so Amanda is also a vegan chef. For a pledge of $100, she has offered to come to your home and you can make the arrangements as far as when that is and cook you a delicious vegan lunch or dinner. You guys work those details out. So if that sounds wonderful, I can personally tell you her food is delish, but we do need someone to call and take advantage of that. 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. And right now, hopefully those phones are lighting up. We have Hank out in Pledge Central, as well as other volunteers giving of their Friday evenings, and they are adequately fed, watered, ready to take your pledge, standing by. 713-526-5738. Ooh, good job, man. Good job, man. It was intended that you should have been born. But now what we see is inflation and segregation. What's the meaning of this great controversy? Well, there's no reason for this animosity. Oh, 'cause when God created man, that's for us to leave as one. So tell me, where did mankind all go wrong? Oh gosh, it's time we split our differences. Yes, and find a better. And tonight we have Steve Nolan from the Houston chapter of the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. I know you're currently stranded at the airport. Thank you for still making time to come on the air. Great. Why don't you start off by a short summary, perhaps, of the march in Austin last weekend, and what kind of impact did this have? I mean, in terms of decriminalization of marijuana, are we close in Texas?
As far as in Texas, since the legislature is not in session this year, we don't really have anything going on. We're going to be, as soon as the elections are over, we're going to be canvassing the different candidates and things. We're going to have a candidate report card come up. And so that people will know that, you know, who to vote for that's in favor of reforming marijuana laws and to quit arresting people for simple possession.
So a couple of weeks ago, President Obama talked about taking marijuana off of the Schedule One list. Can you explain a little bit about what this means and what kind of impact it'll have on public opinion?
Well, I think Obama's trying to do a tightrope between elections and being a hardline drug warrior. So he says, you know, it's up for the debate and to talk about, but he doesn't think that legalization is the right way to go. He's also been ratings, or the DEA has been ratings a lot of the clubs in California, one in particular, Oaksterdam, which Richard Lee heads up. He was actually a former president of Houston NORML, and he moved out there whenever Prop 215 was enacted and has been out there. He was also instrumental as far as Prop 19 that got 46% of the vote as far as taxing and regulating marijuana. Basically, what we're doing now, we had focused on medical marijuana before, but now we're basically trying to say that you should regulate it like alcohol, because like alcohol, marijuana can be used medically, it can be used industrially, and it can be used socially. But the march in Austin, it turned out pretty good. It's kind of hot out there, but we had about 300 or 400 people that joined in on the march. Josh Schimberg with Texas NORML, he was one of the speakers. One of the speakers that I really enjoyed was Dr. Kenneth Hendrickson out of Sam Houston State University. And he got the crowd going real good. Also, Cliff Duvall, who's out of Waco, he was one of the speakers, and he's actually running for the Texas legislature coming up in November.
What is the most recent activity in the House of Representatives concerning medicinal marijuana?
The most recent was actually yesterday. They had the Hinchey-Rohrabacher amendment, which would basically, you know, defund DEA raids in states that had passed laws so that the states could, you know, have, I guess, autonomy to decide if marijuana was medicine and things like that.
So how is, can you explain how marijuana prohibition is constitutional without an amendment, which, you know, back in the day that was required for alcohol prohibition?
No, what's that?
Marijuana prohibition, how is that constitutional? When alcohol was, when we had alcohol prohibition, there was an amendment to the Constitution that prohibited alcohol. So, you know, how can they say that? Why are they not doing the same thing, I guess, with marijuana is my question.
Well, basically with marijuana in 1937, they started out as a tax stamp. So that's how they got around doing a constitutional amendment for it. So they wouldn't per se outlawing it, even though they wouldn't issue any of the tax stamps. Or when they did, they would use that as evidence to arrest the people. But after that, then it came with the Controlled Substances Act, which started the classifications, you know, Schedule 1, 2, and 3. Currently, marijuana is in Schedule 1, which states that they don't think it has any medical purposes, which there's Marinol, so there is medical purposes to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of the opponents would say that in terms of the medical benefits, a lot of that is anecdotal and not really scientifically proven. What's your response to that?
I think they haven't been looking at the studies. There's been numerous studies, even the government's own studies, that say that marijuana does have medical properties for nausea with chemotherapy, as well as with glaucoma, wasting syndrome with AIDS. Also for people that are in wheelchairs, it helps with spasticity. And there are medical studies out there. Some of them are overseas and also up in Canada. So the American government, they don't take as much stock in those because it's not their own. Of course, the problem with the American studies is that they only want to do studies showing the harmful effects of marijuana. And in the U.S., you have to get your marijuana from the DEA to be considered a valid study.
And we're going to break in just a second and go to Hank out in Pledge Central to see if we have any folks to thank.
Hi. Well, you guys are just a magical collection of people. They've been ringing off the hooks out here.
Oh, well, that's great.
Well, actually, let's just say a hook or two. Okay, how's that? But I wanted to thank Alfonso and Flina for the very, very generous pledges. And I wanted to thank our wonderful phone volunteers out here, Joe, Candy, Sadie, Miriam, Raquel, and Shiloh. Without them, none of this could ever, ever happen. And I just want to remind everybody to please call 713-526-5738. Again, that's 713-526-KPFT.
Thank you so much, Hank. And yes, we do appreciate all those volunteers because they are the folks that make it happen. And thanks to a lot of restaurants and other organizations in the, you know, Houston area, we do thankfully are able to feed those volunteers in appreciation for their time because these folks make it here, rain, sleet, or snow. And speaking of weather conditions, we would like to make sure that our listening audience knows that the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning in various counties, including Harris County, extreme north central Fort Bend County, extreme southwest Harris County, until 8 p.m. this evening. The trained weather spotters have reported a wall of clouds 2 miles northeast of Fulshear, and a tornado may develop at any time. And Doppler radar has showed that this dangerous storm is moving east at 15 miles an hour. That does include Mission Bend, Town West, and we do advise folks that if you see anything, please take cover, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, and make sure to avoid all windows. And if you are in a mobile home or outdoors, please move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. We'll be here, not just us, but the folks on the labor show and the prison show following that. We'll make sure to keep everyone updated if you can still hear us. And we, again, please make sure to dial 713-526-5738 and keep those phones ringing. So Hank and all our lovely volunteers, you know, are...
Give us money!
There we go. That is Johara. This is a very, you know, diverse collective, and that is one of our youngest collectives, Johara. Say hi, Johara.
Hi.
There she is. She's working hard on those microphones and waiting for folks to dial 713-526-5738 so she has folks to thank. And let's go back to Steve now.
Steve, can you tell our listeners a little bit about why they should contribute to our show? I know you've been on here a couple of times already.
Now, what was that?
Can you tell our listeners why they should contribute to Houston Indie Media?
Well, it basically gives a voice to the voiceless. We've tried as a group to rent out a billboard to get our message across, and when they found out what we were trying to do, they didn't think it was something that would be on a billboard. And actually, we started out actually on Ray Hill's show. I helped Dean start up Cultural Baggage. Ray would give us a couple of minutes every Friday night, and then Dean's show moved on to its own. So yeah, it's a great way as far as groups that are wanting to get their message out. I know, like the vegans, and also different groups. They have their own shows, so it's a great way to get your message out and get people that wouldn't normally hear what you have to say.
And Steve, how much time on average do you get in corporate news outlets when you talk about decriminalization or anything related to marijuana?
Well, actually, corporate outlets, they're getting a little bit better. I know the Chronicle, they've actually called us quite a few times as far as different stories. Dane Schiller, I think, was the one that we usually talk to the most. It's getting better. You know, some news outlets, they're still kind of, you know, they kind of do the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, try to pass it off off as Cheech and Chong. But a lot of the news organizations, they're finding out that no, we're not just, you know, crazy stoners that sit around thinking up wild ideas, that marijuana has benefits other than, you know, getting the munchies and watching The Simpsons.
And also, of course, you have several states like Colorado and California where decriminalization has happened, and you kind of have this standoff when you have state legislation basically supporting people's right who choose to consume marijuana to do so, and then you still have federal legislation. Where do you see that going? Is this an issue you see ending up before the Supreme Court, or one that's going to be hashed out in the House of Representatives and Senate?
I think eventually it's going to have to get hashed out in the Senate and House of Representatives. I think Denver's got a, or Colorado's got a good chance of getting their regulate marijuana like wine amendment passed this November. California's also got one, and Washington State has one that's basically, you know, treat marijuana like alcohol, because, like I said, you know, it basically, you know, it has uses like alcohol, and there's been tests that's proven that it's safer than alcohol, so you should at least put it in that category.
And when you say safer than alcohol, do you have any studies you can quote as far as statistics related to harmful effects of alcohol versus marijuana?
713-526-5738.
I don't have any studies right offhand. Like I said, I'm stuck at the airport, so I'm kind of away from my computer and that. But, yeah, there are different studies that have been done as far as what alcohol does to your body and what marijuana does. And basically the most harmful thing as far as marijuana is, you know, the actual smoking of it. Of course, smoking anything isn't necessarily good for you. And so there's different ways of doing it as far as vaporizers and also edibles. And Sativex, which is in phase 3 trials in the U.S., it's actually a plant-based extract from marijuana that's an under-your-tongue spray. So that takes out a lot of the harmful effects of smoking.
Okay, very good.
713-526-5738.
I'd like to talk about the Pledge Drive, new members. If you would like to become a new member here on KPFT, you can make your pledge today, as Angela was giving you the number of 713-526-5738. Angela, I want to talk about the new pledge level of $90 to offer this new KPFT mug. And it's really
nice. Yeah, it's a sports bottle. It's very nice.
It's nice. I'd like to own one. However, have to make my pledge, but
you could do that, right?
I can make my pledge, but we don't get the mug for free.
No, it's
saying.
Not. But see, either you or anybody could do it for 24 cents a day. That's all. If you can look under your car mat, look at the bottom of your purse, you know, at the bottom of the laundry basket, you've always got those coins to get away from you. 24 cents a day. Or $7.50 a month. That's, you know, just about a big, large latte fancy
towel. You know, that's my favorite.
You do always, you know, I want to know, you know, you always talk about that beach towel. I want to know if you already pledged and own one of those. Do you?
I can't tell.
Well, you know, you can get one of those towels. You can get one of these water bottles, you know, or you could just give a pledge and say, thanks. I want all that money to stay with KPFT. And Argentina, why don't you tell folks about a few of the other, you know, wonderful gifts that they can get?
T-shirts from any different show they choose. They have the prison show, the human rights show, different, any show. They have different T-shirts. Democracy Now! It's one of my favorites. And, of course, the Indie Media, which we don't have a shirt at this time, but we would love to take a pledge of any amount. You know, Angela, I love to be at this place. I love to come here on Friday nights and sit with the collective and listening what's going on, you know, internationally as well as locally. You know, everybody here works really hard. Hi, John, wherever you are. We have Anisha tonight. But KPFT has a history of serving the community and the public. And without the public's pledge, we're unable to continue to be on air. So any pledge, anybody can be a member. You can be a new member. You can renew your membership.
And speaking of which, we still don't have anybody. I'm telling you, the delicious vegan chef-prepared food at your home on your schedule when you want. $100. That's right, $100. That's still up for grabs. And also, Venetia, you have a pledge also.
Also for $100, you can see Ramblin' Jack Elliott at Do-Si-Do Acoustic Cafe. And this is something that will interest pretty much everyone. For $200, you can get a pair of general admission tickets for the Free Press Houston.
And folks, you know, if
Summerfest.
Yeah, that's right.
If you are a new member and you've you put it off for this long and you decide today is a day that you want to make this pledge. So, you know, maybe you want the new sports bottle that Argentina was talking about, or we're talking about, you know, $100 to see Ramblin' Jack Elliott, or the $200 for the tickets to the Free Press Summerfest. That's what you get, you know, or again, if this is your first time and your first pledge, you become a voting member of the station and you get a gift and you keep us on the air. You help fix the antenna, get the transmitter back and, you know, turn the lights off here, you know. Lights on, sorry, not off.
Yeah, no, we don't want
lights
them off.
No, we
want
to
keep we've them had on. That. Yes, we've had that happen.
But you allow us, you know, every day to be able to continue to power these, you know, mics and to light up the station and to be able to get out news that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Right.
And, you know, speaking of, you know, working, let's get out to Pledge Central. And, Hank, do we have anybody new to thank? How are those phones doing?
Well, you know, we have a few calls coming in, but no, there isn't anybody to thank right now. But we just want to remind everybody to just keep those calls coming in, please. 713-526-5738. You know what? We do have someone to thank.
Great.
Excuse me. Well, actually, we already thanked her, Flina. But you know what?
We'll thank her again.
Flina, thank you again.
Thank you again, Flina and Alfonso,
I think we went ahead and just filled out another form so we had somebody to thank.
Okay.
And you guys do a great job doing the grassroots media, and we just have to really keep these kind of shows alive. So again, everybody, please call in 713-526-KPFT. Thank you.
Awfully quiet out there,
yes,
folks.
And we do. We have to raise $200. We got about 6 minutes to do it, and we know you work hard for your money. That's why we spend so much time and energy covering workers' issues, be it the Ruggles wait staff and the theft of wages that happened, or the workers at the airport, or the janitors currently fighting for a contract. I mean, and not only that, but we are followed by another great labor show, Voices at Work. I mean, we are here here to work for you, but we need you to work for us. We also, of course, continue to cover the Occupy movement. We covered it. We had a weekly segment on the Occupy movement, and we continue to look at the Occupy movement several months out in terms of the long-standing and long-term impacts of this movement and what it means for grassroots activism and what it means for progressives and what it means for those of us that want to see a different Houston, a better Houston, a different United States, a better United States. And, you know, if you're hearing us for the first time or whether you've been listening to us for a long time, we are here week after week. We're also a unique show in the sense that you literally not only can pick up the phone and pledge, not only can tune in every week, but if you're in the neighborhood on any given Friday, walk into the station, get on the microphone, read a headline, intro our show, and really start to take the media into your own hands. I mean, at this show, we are very unique in the sense that we do really mean what we say. Don't hate the media, be the media. Help us continue to allow people to do that. We need you to pick up the phones, 713-526-5738, or if you're listening to us in cyberspace, kpfd.org, click that tip jar. Please keep it. Keep us on the air. Please also, you know, just consider if you're in the neighborhood, if you're driving by, if you're biking by, go ahead, walk your pledge in, stop in, say hi to us. But we really need to get the phones ringing and or get some more pledges coming in. 713-526-5738.
And again, just like Rachel said, you can just walk in off, you know, the street and, you know, give us a call or, you know, reach us on Facebook. You know, you can be a part of this collective. You can be a part of the station because we really do practice what we preach here. We are radio for the people, by the people. The majority of everyone that you hear on the air is here on a volunteer basis. They do this because it's important, because they care, and because this is necessary. And again, if you can't call in right now because you're trying to make it home before the bad weather really hits, then, you know, tune in later, and you can always make a pledge online. Just make sure that if you want to make sure that it goes to our show during this pledge drive, please make sure to note that it's for Houston Indie Media Radio. And again, reminding folks out there that 12 counties in the area are under severe weather alerts. So make sure that you stay tuned to television or radio and try to stay put if you can.
And also in terms of grassroots media and people starting with us and even moving on to other things, there have been many noted volunteers over the year, noted members of the collective. Of course, Houston Indie Media Collective sends out our condolences to Renee Feltz. Renee Feltz is a member of our collective now, one of the producers at Democracy Now! Renee recently lost her father this past week, rather suddenly. She is in our thoughts, and so we do definitely want to put a shout out to her before we go off the and also make one last plea. Go ahead, please, and continue to allow us to stay on the air. 713-526-JAMKPFT.
Stay tuned for Voices at Work coming up next. And
I'd like to talk about the methods of payment, Angela.
No, well, we're out of time.
We have several, but I'm sure the folks on the labor show right after us can tell them all about that, you know, where folks can put their hardworking money and how they can give it to us. Again, 713-526-5738. And to thank you to Courtney, our board out for the revolution.
Don't hate the media, be the media.
Peace.
Peace.
Good night.
Peace out.
Hi there. This is KPFT General Manager Dwayne Bradley asking you to call in a pledge of support to this program. KPFT is one of only five Pacifica radio stations on the entire planet, and we in and around Houston are indeed blessed to have one of these rare jewels on our radio dial. Please call in a pledge of support for independent, community-based, non-commercial, listener-sponsored KPFT. The phone number is 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. 90% of all the funds that power this independent voice come directly from people like you, who find value in supporting the kind of radio they truly care about. Radio that entertains